Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 28th day in the month of September 2025. God is good and kind to us, and unto Him we want to say thank you this morning. Father, please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. The Open Heaven Hour is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, His ways are not your ways. His ways are not your ways. Our aim for today is taken from Aim 30, When We Walk With the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Zechariah chapter 1 to chapter 5. Our memory verse is taken from Isaiah 55 from verse 8 to 9. Isaiah 55 from verse 8 to 9. From verse 8 it reads, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 to 7. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1 to 7. From verse 1 it reads, The company of prophets said to Elisha, Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to meet. And he said, Go. Then one of them said, Won't you please come with your servants? I will, Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron axe fell into the water. Oh no, he cried out. It was borrowed. The man of God asked, Where did it fall? He showed him the place. Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. Lift it out, he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, His ways are not your ways. Our manual today reads, God's ways are beyond natural human comprehension. He can choose to make a donkey talk, like we see in Numbers 22, verse 28. He can provide resources in unusual places, like we see in Matthew 17, verse 27, and use a sworn enemy to arrange for a fellow's promotion at work, like he used the Egyptian to sponsor the Israelites' journey in the wilderness, like we see in Exodus 12, verse 36. As a believer, Don't think you can understand God's ways. All He requires from you is your faith and your obedience. When you ask Him for something, you should do whatever He tells you to do and believe that He is more than able to meet your request. People will think that God is too slow and that they can handle things by themselves often get into trouble. Abraham learns this the hard way when Sarah convinced him to help God by having a child through a servant, like we see in Genesis 16 verse 2. That single decision is the cause of some of the major problems in the world today. If God has said He will do something, He will do it to perfection. You cannot do it better than Him. In today's Bible reading, the son of the prophet wanted to build a bigger accommodation, and they came to tell Elisha. they decided to go to the River Jordan to get wood for the construction. And while others were excited to start the project, one of them asked Elisha to go with them. Beloved, it is good to make plans and embark on projects. However, if you don't involve God in all you do, your well-laid-out plans can crumble. This was what happened to the sons of the prophet. While they were happily cutting down the wood and gathering it for their building project, they suddenly had a setback. One of them had borrowed an axe, and while cutting wood with it, the axe head fell into the water. Apart from negatively affecting the completion timeline of the project, this setback also meant that he had to incur some debt because the axe was borrowed. Thank God one of them had earlier involved Elisha. He simply asked them where the axe head fell, cut down a stick, and he threw it into the water. What happened next cannot be explained by science. The stick sank and the heavy axe swam. God's ways are not man's ways, and only a fool will always try to explain how God works. When it comes to relating with God, faith and obedience is all he expects of you, because his ways are past finding out. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, you cannot always understand God's ways. All you need to do is believe him. May God bless you, reading and the hearing of his word, in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepolishready.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour, you see all our past and our current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepolishready.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.